Welcome to Ujiria, broadcasting live from Business Radio X Studios. Ujiria is a Greek word meaning health of body and mind in aging individuals. Ujiria Radio is a weekly show celebrating the heroes that contribute to the Ujiria of our elderly and disabled population. Now joining us in the studio are your hosts, Sam Grass and Brad Culp.
Good morning. This is Mary Jo Bowser with Griswold Home Care, and we are on Ujiria Radio. Today is Tuesday, January 12th. I cannot believe it's January already. And I'm in the studio with our producer, Ryan.
Hello.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Great. Glad to be here and part of the program today. We have a very exciting guest joining us in the studio.
Yes, we do. A friend of mine. Her name is Dr. Kaylin Wells of Specific Chiropractic Center in the North Point area. And she's on Ujiria today because on Ujiria, we celebrate health and wellness. And that's what Kaylin does every day, not really just for our elderly population, but for all facets of the population. But I'll let Dr. Kaylin tell you a little bit more about what she does. But hey, good morning. Happy New Year. And thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me on this brisk, cold day here in Atlanta. So excited to be here. Health and wellness is one of my passions, especially with helping elderly populations with the work that I do. So thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here. So tell us a little bit about your background, Kaylin, and how you got to be doing what you're doing.
Well, I'm native of Michigan originally, and I was taken to a chiropractor when I was 5 years old, and my mom had the wisdom enough to take me because she knew the benefits of that. And ever since I was five, it's always been a part of my life. It wasn't until she was actually diagnosed with pancreatic cancer when I was 16 that I was actually introduced to the work that I do now. So it's different from general chiropractic in the fact that it is specific chiropractic.
Okay. And how is that different? What does specific chiropractic mean?
The difference between specific chiropractic and general chiropractic is we help a lot of patients that haven't responded to traditional medicine or chiropractic, basically through the analysis of our work. So we're seeing very specialized cases, chronic illness, things like dementia, things like Alzheimer's coming in. And it's all based on the analysis of infrared computerized thermography, as well as the specific x-ray analysis in which we go ahead and we take from patients that have had unresolved traumas that's happened in their lives.
Okay, infrared computerized thermography.
Yes.
Okay, now I know this is going to be hard, but I mean, give me a little bit of a layperson's take on that.
Sure. So it's really important that we get our nerve system checked, and the infrared computerized thermography checks that. It checks for function, and in the line of work that I do, it's not so much based on neck or back pain, in which a lot of people are thinking about when they think of chiropractic. They're thinking the bones, they're thinking neck and back pain. But what it really is about is a lack of communication from the brain to the rest of the parts of the body. So this actually tests the nerve system. And it's one of the systems that we hardly ever get checked. If you think about it, you know, when's the last time you had your heart checked or we get our teeth checked, but we hardly ever get our nerve system checked. And that's what runs and controls all parts of the body.
Okay. But actually, and I've been in to see Dr. Wells, so doesn't it use heat? Something about heat, a sensor or something?
It's actually measuring the nerve system through the skin of the body. So we're running the scan along the entire spine, and it's actually measuring the function of the nerve system through the skin capillary beds of the body. So it is looking at heat, but it's looking more so as at a pattern work. So if our body is stuck in a certain pattern, it's going to show me that.
Okay. And what kind of other reasons would people show up in your office? I mean, you know, we're certainly here to serve the elderly, so you can touch on that if you want. But what are some of the reasons that you end up seeing people, and what have you helped them with?
Yeah, it's really multifaceted. So a lot of the patients that are going to be coming in to see me are the last resort cases, the patients that will say or have been told that it's all in their head. And You know, we laugh about it when I tell them it's just below their head, but it's really true that the atlas bone cradles the skull and it sits just below the head. But I will also see patients that, you know, nothing else has worked. They have been to multiple neurologists and MDs. MDs and neurologists are great referral sources for me as well. When it's not working in medical traditional ways, then they come to me. So those last resort cases where they've been having all the testing done and they just can't find anything wrong with them.
Okay. So, you know, it's funny having seen you a few times that we don't realize what we know or what we don't know. So I want to back you up again a little bit and let you talk about that, you know, where, how you make adjustments and what that is. Cause you talked about the nerve system, but the atlas is what? I mean, tell us about that again.
Yeah. So the atlas is a really important bone in our body. If you think about it, every single organ in our body is surrounded and protected by bone. And I oftentimes will ask patients in some of my workshops, I ask them, hey, you know, what is the first organ to form? And if you could answer that, Mary Jo, put you on the spot there. But the first organ typically to form, they'll say is the heart. And then the next thing they'll say is the brain. And I just get really picky, but I say it's actually the brain stem. And it's because we cannot survive without the brain stem. We can survive being shot in the head and we would be in a coma, but we would still be alive. But a direct blow to the brainstem, it's lights out.
Okay, so where's that atlas?
The atlas, yes. The atlas protects the brainstem and it sits right under your neck. And oftentimes we have had some sort of whiplash, unresolved trauma to that area.
Wow. Okay. So what kind of so last resort patients, patients where traditional medicine hasn't helped. What else?
A lot of the chronic illnesses. And, you know, when patients come to see me, they're on three or four different types of medication. You know, the typical standard, the high blood pressure medications, the cholesterol medications, and now it's a high rise in depression medications, anxiety medications. So it truly is about brain health, but not in the way that a lot of people are addressing it. It's multifaceted. It has to do with more brain to body communication than chasing the symptoms of some of these diseases out there.
Wow. So what made you, I think you have a story about your mom. How did your mom and her illness tie in with chiropractic?
You know, it's why I'm so passionate about what I do. I'm actually going to be writing a book here in the next year on beating all odds. But it discusses how, you know, my mom was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer when I was 16. And I don't know if you know much about pancreatic cancer, but the expectancy to live is within 6 to 8 months. And she chose to do non-traditional ways of not having chemotherapy or radiation. And what happened was she lived 2.5 years after her diagnosis with this type of chiropractic. So it wasn't to say that this type of chiropractic cured her cancer, but she did have a higher quality of life without going through the medications. And she was able to really, truly have that higher quality of life. And that's what it's all about. Because, you know, Mary Jo, I ask a lot of times I get asked, can this help my 89-year-old grandma? How is this going to help my 89-year-old grandma? And I say, you know, there's a limitation of matter at that point in time. But however, would you rather have your grandmother live a higher quality of life, being able to prevent possible hip fracture or a fall with better balance, better performance, and being able to get in and out of a bathtub or a car?
Wow. So you mentioned to me, and this is one of the reasons why you're here, that you can actually help like some pain management or migraines or even dementia. I mean, dementia, how can a chiropractic help dementia?
Right. So again, going back to that lack of communication between the brain and body, it's a communication dysfunction going on, all controlled through our nerve system. Our nerve system ties hand in hand with our immune system. It controls all systems of the body, even brain health and brain chemistry. So we're not just looking at just pain, but we're also looking at how our body is processing the chemicals in our body, our metabolism as well. There's different brain exercises that are simple to teach, very important. Sudoku, you know, all of those different strategies of helping the brain and feeding the brain the right nutrients, so to speak, to keep it alive.
You know, even reading. I mean, think about how little we, a lot of us read now.
You know? Sure, sure. You know, I have a story for that. My grandmother just moved in with my older sister. They actually built an addition onto her house. And before they had done that, she was living alone. And my sister now, they go to the library once a week, and she is making her use that brain.
Visited there, right?
Yeah, it was really good to see her. But, you know, her brain is also, she's getting some of the symptoms of dementia. So I'm really big into CrossFit as well. And I had my grandma, my 87-year-old grandma, do a burpee. I don't know if you know much about what a burpee is, but it's a pretty impressive movement for an 87-year-old to perform. So
well, tell us.
What a burpee is. So. Yeah. A burpee is
the challenge of radio.
My grandma was able to get onto her stomach, do a push-up, and stand all the way up and jump with her hands above her head. So it seems very simple, but that is a very difficult task for an 87-year-old to perform. And I have it on video. So
cool. Yeah. Did you check her or adjust her or feel her or anything?
Always. I always check my family when I go home, and they're always excited to see me because there's not a lot of doctors that are qualified to do the exact analysis of which I do. So we're really far and few between. There's about 20 offices nationwide of the specific. We have a Hawaii office, Colorado office, a lot in California, but we're really expanding. So,
And specific chiropractic means that you
it's all
concentrate on that atlas?
We do. So, you know, many people possibly have been to a chiropractor before, and they are getting adjusted all the way up and down their spine, and they're put into different positions. And, you know, we're only focusing on one bone, the atlas, but the brain isn't in your hips. The brain isn't in your elbow. The atlas, the brain controls all parts of the body. So we're actually just adjusting one bone, and we're not adjusting you every visit you come in. And that is the difference between the work that we do. And we're pre and post checking you as well to make sure that that nerve system is running
properly.
And can
you explain that? Why do you not adjust every time?
Yeah. So if you were to come in and I adjust you, and the next day you come in and I check to see if your nerve system is working properly, and it is, and you don't need to be adjusted, then there's a high probability that I would possibly lock that back out. So I oftentimes explain to patients that it's really important to think about it like this. You have a health bank going on when you're seeing me. Every time I have to adjust you, we are withdrawing from that health bank. Every time I don't have to adjust you, we are actually putting more into your health bank. And that's when patients are really starting to respond well. They are improving not in just symptoms, but they're improving in improved sleep, improved energy, improved digestion, more organic conditions developing.
And you've also used the term with me, that's when they're holding the adjustment.
Yes, holding is healing. Patients, actually, we have a resting suite in our office where patients will rest in zero gravity chairs.
Yeah, that's my favorite part.
We have essential oils going, music playing, and the waterfall going, and it's just a really great place for people to rest. We go, go, go all the time, and we don't take enough time to rest. And that 10 to 15 minutes of rest is really beneficial in holding your adjustments.
So you mentioned some of these, and this is one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. I want you to talk about what you want to talk about, but you do some other things along, you know, with the chiropractic. So
I'm really active in the community. I'm community-based practice, and the fact that I do a lot of events, a lot of opportunity for people to learn about what I do. You're not going to see me advertising neck and back pain, and they have to understand that the people that I'm helping are very difficult cases. So we provide that opportunity in the events that I do to provide also healing. This Thursday, we have a wine and paint night at Tipsy Da Vinci. I don't know, a lot of times, you know, when we go back to that childlike event and that have the opportunity to be childlike again, there's a lot of healing that takes place with that.
What other kinds of things? You do all kinds of things.
I do. Let's see. Every
the essential
first
oil
Tuesday.
Thing.
Yeah, we have an essential oil class tonight. Everyone loves learning about those essential oils. And it's not just based on treating symptoms with the essential oils. It's really a lifestyle. I use 20 to 30 different essential oils a day. Anywhere from brushing my teeth, beauty makeup, to making my own laundry soap with that. So it's really more about teaching people lifestyle choices in a health and wellness component to it.
And a lot of the things you do, you don't charge for, right?
No, a lot of it is open to the community. I want them to gain knowledge of it and I want them to share it with others. It's part of my give back. And also just, I love teaching and I love to keep events fun and entertaining. So we have a lot going on, a lot planned for 2016. So make sure that you check out our Facebook page or get on my email contact because I do send out a lot of actually valuable emails and fun emails. Everyone, I get a lot of different reviews and a lot of positive feedback from my emails.
And do you have a website or a blog or anything like that? And we're going to ask you to repeat that at the very end of the session, but go ahead and
sure.
tell them now so
yeah,
they can...
Sure. TheSpecific.com is our headquarters and our website with 20 offices nationwide. If you're not in the Metro Atlanta area, you can check out that website. Also, too, my avatar, so to speak, is TheXFitDoc.com. And that's an opportunity to watch some of the videos that I have created and follow my blog and my upcoming book.
Okay, so the letter X, mm-hmm. the X Fit, F-I-T, doc.com.
Correct.
Okay.
I want to know, where can I go? This is producer Ryan McPherson here, though. They're just jumping in. Sorry. Where
that's
can
fine.
I see this video of your grandma doing the burpee?
Uh-huh. Let's see. You can go on YouTube and check out the XFit Doc through YouTube.
Nice.
All of my videos are posted there.
Yeah, I want to see that, and I will definitely share because that's something they say. You know, I've heard that if you can, you know, get on the floor and get back up on within your own ability, that's a good sign of overall health. And the fact that she's how old?
87.
And is able to do a burpee, that's
Absolutely.
A pretty good testament to even improved health physically. So that's great.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And you know what? When you get this hot link, you can put that on YouTube too. And I it will be on our Facebook, Ugeria.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be on our Facebook page with Griswold Home Care. But if any of you all out there or you two will go like the page, and then we can, you know, you can use that for anything, you know, put it on your website or your blog or anything. And they can always hear this little radio spot that you've done. So
yeah, that would be great. And just, you know, like I said, I'm really big into CrossFit, but people think of CrossFit and they think of really fit, only the fittest of the fit can do it. And CrossFit, I think, is the main goal of that is to have an 87-year-old be able to do some of those CrossFit skills.
Yeah.
And I would love to see more people doing that.
So it really has to do with tailoring it, right? I mean, if you have a good coach and you have a well-trained CrossFit coach or trainer, then they'll gear that down, right?
Oh, I mean, yeah, scaling yeah. it and being able yeah. to do some of the fundamental movements that are really significant to improving health and fitness.
So if you have an older person in your life that hasn't seen a chiropractor or maybe just kind of showing, get them to Dr. Kaylin Wells. I mean, go see the specific doc and, you know, she can maybe help in a lot of areas, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we were discussing about dementia earlier
yeah.
and dementia
Speak
is
to that.
And Alzheimer's, dementia is happening younger and younger. It's not just seen in the elderly population. I actually had a patient in his 50s that was diagnosed with dementia, high CEO level, high executive. And the strain that it is on the family, let alone him, is almost more stress on the family. So it's really important that in a case like that, that we really truly are looking at the cause of the problem and getting that figured out.
And are you treating him? You have an actual patient?
I have seen patients in with dementia, yes, and a lot of those difficult
Have you seen any
well.
Improvement or an overall health or in brain function or?
The improvement that we're going to see is significant in the fact that either they're more cognitive, being able to respond better with families and friends. They're sleeping better. Their moods changed. Those are the things that we start to see, lifestyle changes, not so much, hey, you know, I was in pain and I'm not in pain anymore.
Right, right, right. Wow. What else do you want to share with us, Dr. Wells?
I just encourage anyone to just, like I said, follow my social media. That's the best way to stay in touch. I'm really easy, accessible. If you have any questions, please get a hold of me through social media or just a simple email, and I can answer any of those questions you may have. Like I said, we're really event-oriented, so get involved in the Alpharetta community, and I'm looking forward to meeting you.
And so the email, what's your email address?
It's Kaylen, it's C-A-I-L-E-N at thespecific.com. And I would also encourage you to check out thespecific.com and go to that site. And actually, there's a free download, and it's really important. The four things that you must do when you're battling a chronic illness. And that's a free download. So I would encourage you to check that download out.
Wow. Do you have them committed to memory? I don't know if we have time or not, but the four things that you must do.
Definitely.
I'm putting her on the spot. That's okay. Check the site.
Yeah. Checking your medications, making sure that you're on the right nutrition protocol, understanding how important it is to get your nerve system checked.
Okay.
As well.
Good.
I'd like to know a little bit about, you know, for the older generation too, you know, cost is very important to them. You know, not, they've already got to spread a little thin, so maybe be on a fixed income. Can you talk about how you're able to help them there and what can maybe they expect when coming to see you?
Yeah, I think that's important too. And I always am upfront with a person when they're looking to seek the care that they need. The number one question I typically will get asked is, do you take insurance? And I am out of network provider. So that means that it's not necessarily that I don't take insurance, because I don't know what kind of insurance that you have signed up for that person. So what I do is I give a super bill and you submit to the insurance and then you get the reimbursement from that. But a lot of times people will have health savings account and, you know, something that they can have that's tax deductible. The initial exam and analysis is $250. And then from there, I can give you the recommendations of care. This is not about coming in the rest of your life. This is not about me seeing you 3 to 4 times a week for the next, you know, 6 months. By that time, a lot of patients aren't wanting to make a lot of the doctor trips and making those visits. They already have 5 scheduled for the day. This is about getting you to a point of stability and then spreading those visits out so that we can make sure that you get the right healing.
Okay. So you will do payment plans and things like that. Mm-hmm. But is this initial $250, does that include the x-rays?
It includes the computerized infrared thermography exam, thorough exam, and the 3-dimensional films that are specific to the work that we do.
That
the
helps
films,
you diagnose.
It does. I cannot do my work without that. So we have to start there. It's like apples and oranges compared to the films that you may have had in the past through a medical doctor or even general chiropractic. These films are very, very specific in order to allow me to do the work that I need to do.
And is there a phone number they can reach you at, Dr. Wells?
The best phone number is 678-805-7344.
678-805-7344. Okay. How are we doing on time?
We still got a few minutes to go here, and I think we are looking good. We've learned a lot so far, especially about the nervous system, how it's important as you're young or old to keep that in line. Is there anything you can do to prevent the aging of the nervous system? You know, as you mentioned, you can treat it once it gets kind of out of sync, but what can you do to prevent that from happening?
Yeah, so I think that it's multifaceted when we're looking at overall health and well-being. So it's not just about the nerve system. It's not just about nutrition. It's not just about exercise. I think rest and recovery is the most underlooked thing that we have going on, that people just don't rest enough. We're not sleeping as in the world. We're not sleeping good.
I know.
We're not getting the proper rest.
I know. Rest, stillness is not valued in our world, and rest. I'm going to have my husband listen to this, Kaylin.
Good advice.
You know him. Because he just goes, and he probably doesn't get 5 or 6 hours sleep, you know?
We cannot heal without rest. So rest is very, very important. When we rest, our body recovers and heals. So it's very, very important that we get that proper rest, and understanding how to get that proper rest, you know, turning off your cell phone before you go to bed, or making sure that the room is completely dark, that the temperature of the room is a certain temperature. All of those factors play into the fact of a good proper rest at night.
So how long do you sleep at night?
Oh, I require a lot of sleep. And I think that everyone requires different amounts. So for someone, it might be 6 hours. For another person, it might be 8 or 9. But I go all day. I work out very hard. And, another component to this is exercise actually makes your brain active. After a workout, I'm actually more active. And that's when I get most of my work done. So I definitely utilize at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night.
Oh, shoot. I thought you were going to say like 9 or 10.
That was weekends, maybe.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah. Well, see, that justifies exercise early in the morning, too, doesn't it? Because then you get your brain going. Oh, dang it. Okay.
Get your body going. The brain will follow. You'll stay healthy and ever forward in as you get older, because it is, you know, not the greatest thing as we get older in life. And certainly having a plan to, you know, keep that on the right track is important. And Dr. Wells can put you on the right plan to help your whole entire body. I want to ask one more question about the essential oils. You said over 30 a day that you're actively taking.
Using.
Yeah. How does that look like? What do you put them all in, like a smoothie blender and then one at a time? Or what does that look like?
Well, come to my class tonight at 6.
Okay.
I teach people in my class how to use them in your everyday lifestyle. So I'm actually diffusing them. I'm breathing them in. Patients that go into my resting suite are actually breathing in lavender.
Yeah, I was going to say, throw out just a few.
Sure. Wild orange. There's been research done that studies have shown that in the ER, when they used and diffused wild orange, that it actually created a more calming effect. So in my office, when you walk in, you will smell wild orange, and it just helps ease people's mind. They don't want to go to another doctor. They have anxiety. They don't know what to expect, and it helps them calm them. So between diffusing them, putting them on topically with all of my athletes, working out my sore muscles,
and what do you use for that?
Things like that.
Peppermint, I know you
peppermint
use.
Peppermint oil is great.
Open the sinuses and stuff. And
there's so much there, and there's so much to learn about. And you would need to, I guess, go to one of these seminars. What does that look like? How long does it take? What do people learn there at one of your events?
Oh, we break down all of the oils. You get to sample them, and you get to really see if how they work. And I've had patients that have had on-the-spot moments of experiences with them. Experiences as, wow, I had a headache, and my headache is no longer there. Or they might have a skin irritation, and the lavender has really affected that as well. So you can just sign up for one of my classes. Like
is that
I said,
online?
You can sign up. Yeah, just go ahead and contact me through the website would be the best. You can email me or give me a call and ask when the next class is.
Like tonight is a class, and not a whole lot of people will learn that. But is it at a regular? Is it like the first Tuesday, or is it monthly or quarterly or what?
I typically will do it monthly. And also, too, I can do one-on-one essential oil wellness consults as well.
Okay, very cool. Okay, Dr. Kaylin Wells, the specific chiropractic. She is in the North Point area. The xfitdoc.com is her website. Her phone number is 678-805-7344. You're never too young or too old to see a chiropractor, especially specific chiropractic.
That's right.
Right?
Right.
Hey, thank you so much for being on with us today.
Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate it. And I'm going to be at your essential oils seminar, I think, tonight. So
wonderful.
Thank you, Ryan, for helping us.
My pleasure. Burpees are good. Remember that. And thank you, Mary Jo, for letting me be a part of it. And as you always close.
Oh, yeah. I almost forgot that closing. Well, first of all, you can hear a rebroadcast of this radio show on Ujiria.com or on YouTube. Give us a week. Also, we also like to remind our listeners that if the young people in this country are our greatest national resource, then it's the older generation that are our greatest national treasure. God bless, and thanks for listening.
Ujiria Radio is sponsored by Griswold Special Care and broadcast live from the Business Radio X studios.